Photojournalist Eli Reed wanted to know how residents of Beirut managed to go about their daily lives while surrounded by constant fighting. In 1983 and 84, he spent 4 months finding out. It wasn't the first time he witnessed fighting. The first gun battle he photographed was in Liberty City, Miami. His pictures of Central America for the San Francisco Examiner won a Nikon World Understanding Award and an Overseas Press Club Award for Best Photo Reporting. Eli Reed returned to Lebanon in 1987. He's collected 128 of his Beirut photographs in a new book titled Beirut, City of Regrets. Eli Reed got a lot of advice from journalists before his first trip to Lebanon. He told me the best advice was to just follow the rules. I asked him what that meant.
Well, in some ways, don't do anything stupid. Some people try to take shortcuts and think that they can get away with stuff. And if you're in there for the distance, if you're trying to really figure out what happens, I don't think that works too well. I mean, you have to move slowly and try to get an understanding of what's happening. Not from what you've heard before, not from what even people have told you before. I mean, like, best thing I could do for myself when I go someplace like that is to just forget everything almost everything I've learned before. Forget your friends, forget your relatives, forget your office, just get in there and let yourself stay open for all the experiences that are going to happen to you.
You have a shot where there's a couple who's huddled against a wall, protecting themselves during shelling, and they've temporarily abandoned their luggage and their pink baby carriage to protect themselves.
Well, yeah.
Now, where were you when you took this? Because you would be as vulnerable to the shelling as they were.
Yeah, well, what happened was they were trying to, it was another one of evacuations. Like, there's people who have been evacuated like 4 or 5 times or more when it gets too hot. And the baby was sort of buried underneath their arms trying to protect the baby. So it wasn't just protecting themselves. And it was so amazing, and how people survive. I just, I stood up and took, the stuff happened. Everybody went down and shot from sort of a standing position. And then I got down low also because I didn't want to get hurt.
Were you in the position of having to dodge bullets a lot as you were wandering around taking photos?
Yeah, there's a lot of situations where I didn't know if I was going to be seeing another sun come up.
The thing that always strikes me about photojournalists who are covering any kind of combat is just as everyone is running for shelter, they're out there taking photos of it.
Yeah, well, that's how you separate the journalists from the normal, bright people. But you can't, I'm not there out there all the time. There's times when I'll decide, okay, today I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to do something, stupid or whatever. Because it doesn't work if you don't come back with your pictures. It's like what is the point? There's a more important thing coming up, and that's we want a message, or not a message maybe, but you want to get this information that this is what it's really like. This is not a movie. This is not a game.
I think most Americans really have trouble keeping track of all the different warring parties in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how carefully you researched the conflicts in Lebanon before going down there, and whether you wanted to rely more on instinct or more on background information when you were taking your photos.
Well, I rely on my instinct because, you can read things about what happened before, and that doesn't apply necessarily to what's happening now. I mean, you can get a basic overview of what you're getting yourself into. But, for one thing, if you're going to a place like, if I really looked too deeply, maybe I'd talk myself out of it. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get there and see for myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you studied photography with W. Eugene Smith, and I was wondering if you sought him out?
I think anybody who was serious about photojournalism would seek Gene Smith out at the time.
Why did you want to study with him?
Because his dedication, his the kind of photographs he took, the respect he had for a human being, not just for one particular group, but for the human being. And I wanted to come in contact with somebody who really is dedicated to making pictures that make a difference.
Did he give you any advice that stuck with you?
Well, there's a couple of kinds of advice that was gotten. I think most of the people who went through that workshop didn't come out the same way they went in. If they really, stuck in there and listened, because things were more serious when I came out, more important. And this one little technical thing was, I knew a lot of technical things before I went to the workshop, but one thing, I was worried about overshooting film, and he told me that, if you, at a certain point, and you're getting intense on a particular thing, and it's, you really got this pressure on yourself and this intensity, and if you take that intensity off by maybe slowing down, maybe you put the camera away from your eye or something, you take that intensity away, maybe that situation, you don't get the peak, you don't get the real guts of it, because you've let yourself relax. I mean, it's not a relaxing thing to do serious photography at all. You get really irritated very easily, except with your subjects, you know. And your subjects can do almost anything. But, you know, yourself, it's like, really should, you know, rips into your stomach, you know.
So Smith wanted you to just go for that peak moment, to feel when it was and shoot then?
Well, is it not to stop yourself, you know. Every particular moment, it's like you can take it to, it's, there's nothing left of the moment, because you're trying to capture it and film. And it's like, you know, some people say that camera, you know, steals souls, and maybe it does. But if you get something out of it that explains that, that can make people feel, then maybe somebody forgives you, you know, maybe not. But, you know, if you're going to do this thing, it means you have to take it very seriously.
You just shot what we might call a sequel to a series that Eugene Smith once did of a country doctor in a small town in Colorado. And you just did a series that's about to be published in Hippocrates magazine of a doctor in the same town who succeeded the doctor who Smith had shot. Did you go back and look at Smith's series of photographs before shooting your own?
Well, we had some, you know, we had a couple of books on Smith. And like, if you're really into photojournalism, you know that series. And the thing is, to go back there and not to do what he did, actually, because you can't do what he did, you know. You know, you're not Gene Smith, you're Eli Reid. So what I tried to do was just to go in there, and there's certain pictures you're trying to get because, you know, the overall type picture, what he's about, you know. And you feel, like, really inadequate, you know, because I had about, you know, a week to do this. And it's still enough time if, you know, I mean, if you're in a perfect world, I'd have 3 months to do it. This is not a perfect world, so I had a week, and I felt I did the best I could. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the chance to go walk the streets that Mr. Smith walked, because he's really a special person to a lot of photojournalists.
You've taken photos in different parts of the world, photos of things that are very familiar to you, photos of things that are very unfamiliar to you. Do you ever use the camera just for personal documentation, for pictures of friends and family, or do you not like to mix the two?
I do. I photograph all the time. I mean, you know, it's I always have a camera with me, and it's you know your friends, right? So it's a lot easier to photograph your friends in some ways. And I don't know. It's if you do it right, then there isn't any difference. If you do it right, I mean, there has to be in a way, because you can. You know, you go into a situation that's not anything like what your back in your so-called real world is like. But then you also take things from, like, you know, you go into a situation. There's this one picture that I took that's in a book. It's of this old man in this camp, Palestinian camp, and he's standing next to his bed, and there's a big hole in the wall from a shell that hit there, you know. And I ran into him on the street, and he took me up. He just grabbed my hand. I started shooting him, and he took my hand. I thought he wanted me to stop photographing him. But he just pulled me with him and led me around up these stairs and to his bedroom, and then stood there and looked at me. And as if to say, yeah, take my picture, show what's happening to me. I mean, that's not the first time, I mean, that somebody's done that. But as I was shooting him, I was really connecting with my father. I mean, he could be anybody's father. So just a gentleman trying to survive, you know, in this horrible situation. And it's hard not to think about your family, your father, your friends, and that kind of thing. So there is sort of a connection. I don't think that connection is wrong.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks a lot, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Photojournalist Eli Reid. His work can be seen in the new book Beirut, City of Regrets, published by Norton, and in the September issue of Hippocrates magazine. This is Fresh Air.